You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, Zach Mir and Matt Brown. And joining us down the line is Callum Pickering, a senior UK economist for Berenberg. Callum, it's good to have you with us today. So we've just had some data out. So what are we looking at exactly when it comes to manufacturing industries, that sort of thing?
The manufacturing data, the industrial production data was better than expected. It was up over 1% month on month. Remember, manufacturing is not a big chunk of the UK economy. Total industrial is around 16%, but it's enough certainly to make a difference. And these numbers we're really focusing on amid the 15% fall in trade-weighted sterling since June 23rd. Now, what happens is now that the trade-weighted sterling is weaker, if industrial producers, export-oriented industrial producers, decide to reduce their prices abroad following the drop, that should lead to increased demand for their goods that they produce. So we should start seeing now at the start of this year industrial production just continue to creep up a little beat on the upside. That's good news because the last 4 years, while sterling has been strong, manufacturers certainly suffered amid certainly a more competitive euro. Just think, almost half of all UK exports go to the EU and Eurozone countries.
So has there been enough time to for the weakness in sterling to filter into these figures, or are we still in a bit of a mixed state?
We're still in a bit of a mixed state. You make a good point. If I take a look at import costs, they're up close to 15% year over year. So if, for example, you're an industrial producer buying your inputs in dollars, you're really facing higher costs at the moment. It may take some time before you can pass any of those savings on, especially if you sell in your main market is Europe, because of course the depreciation against the dollar has been larger than the depreciation against the euro. But for most manufacturers, the weak sterling is a good thing. It should raise demand for their goods. And over the course of the year, we should see a fairly drastic improvement in the UK's trade balance, which has been a major drag over the last 4 years. Amid the weaker consumption, because remember, the increased inflation will hurt real incomes this year, we should get a buffer through the trade balance, and it's manufacturers the most who will benefit from that.
So what's the biggest threat at the moment? Is it inflation? Is that going to come through? Is that, you know, so far obviously the manufacturing area is steady, but is inflation going to hurt anybody at this stage?
I actually don't think we'll see a big effect on consumption this year from inflation. I've been above consensus in my expectations for short-term growth, and let's just examine the key relationships going forward. If we take a look at inflation and interpolate back what that means for real wages, that's really a mistake. What we should be focusing on is firms' willingness to raise labor costs. If I take a look at the vacancies data, it remains at a record high. So if a company is willing to hire another person, they would be equally willing to increase the wage bill. So what I think will happen this year is, as inflation picks up, so long as the economy is strong, so long as external demand is strong, which is my base case, firms will be able to pass on higher wage increases. That general air of confidence will lead consumers to just borrow a little more. We saw the economy just leveraging a little last year. That process should continue. So with some higher nominal wage gains and a little more credit, the economy should do okay. Consumers should be able to sustain a strong level of consumption in 2017 and 2018, despite the higher inflation.
Callum, if we do see inflation increase, do you think the Bank of England will increase interest rates? We've seen the stepping down of Kirsten this week, and certainly she was a hawk on the MPC. Do you see interest rates rising in the next 6 months?
Well, there is another hawk on the MPC. We have Ian McCafferty also, but Kirsten Forbes, you're right, is a hawk, and just last week she was suggesting that interest rate hikes may have to happen fairly soon. It really depends on what is driving the inflation. If it's a transitory FX-driven period of inflation, then no, the Bank of England won't respond to that. But if it's because strong demand is rising above the rate of supply growth in the economy, so underlying inflation is rising, then the Bank of England will respond to that. My base case is that the economy will modestly slow this year, say to 1.8%, 1.6% in 18, and amid the uncertainty about the long-term costs of Brexit, that will be enough for the Bank of England just to endure the higher inflation until conditions settle. However, if demand continues to be on the upside, I see a 30% chance of that, then the Bank of England may hike interest rates. So one of the main surprises I see for the second half of this year is that the Bank of England could hike interest rates. Again, I see a 30% chance of that. My base case is the Bank of England stay on hold.
Well, as usual, Brexit has been dominating the headlines this week. So what else do we need to look out for moving forwards?
The question about Brexit is really a straightforward one. It's a supply side shock. And again, let me stress, this is the isolated impact of the UK leaving the single market. Put aside for a moment the UK's non-EU trade deals that it may set up. Put aside any domestic policy changes. Half of the UK's migration comes from the EU. Half of its foreign direct investment comes from the EU, and half of its exports go to the EU. Less preferential access to that market will reduce the growth of those three things over time. In my base case, I see growth falling from 2.2% to 1.8%. And really, the details of the deal are critical as to whether that effect is larger or smaller. What I hope to find during these debates is government just let on more details about its intentions for migration. As soon as we understand the migration issue, as soon as we understand just how much access Theresa May would like to give EU migrants to the UK economy, we can work backwards and figure out what sort of access the UK will get to the single market.
Super. Callum, thank you so much. Callum Pickering there from Berenberg.